Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
I gotta be honest, this one has my skin absolutely crawling.
Oh, it's
from
so
the
awkward.
Awkwardness. Ugh. Savage or
it's
Sensible.
So
using your home. What? It was that voice. Did you become an elf?
I am an elf.
Are you sucking helium again?
That was one time.
Is this some kind of treatment for COVID?
I did suck helium on the show once.
Savage or Sensible, using your home camera to eavesdrop in on your significant other's conversations. And there's an incredibly awkward backstory to this one, Breeze. If you'd like to share, go right ahead.
I do. Got a message from my boy Chase on
Instagram. I'm taking my headphones off for this one.
No, you're not. It reads, "Hey guys, I have a Savage or Sensible for you. So my wife and I were having an argument one day, and I had to go to work, and it wasn't resolved by the time I left."
The worst, by the way.
Yeah, it ruins your whole day. We have a Furbo, and for those of you who don't know what a Furbo is, it's a camera tower type thing for your pets. Mm-hmm. And you can shoot out little treats at them if they're like barking or like getting restless when you're not home. We have a Furbo to check in on the dogs when we aren't there, and it sent me a notification that the dogs were barking, so I logged into the Furbo, and I kind of heard my wife talking crap about me and our fight to her friend. I should have turned it off, but I kept listening instead. Mm-hmm. Also, might I add, everything that she said to my face too. Okay. I ended up telling her because I felt guilty AF about it. She called me a savage, but I was looking after our animals. What was I supposed to do? Do you think she was right about me being a savage?
Uh-huh.
Or was I totally sensible?
All right. So just for comparison's sake, if I were this gentleman, I would have thrown my iPhone against the wall as hard as I could to destroy it to stop what was happening.
Coward.
Here's the thing. This is savage on so many different levels, in my opinion. It's savage because of the obvious a violation of privacy.
Privacy? It's his house.
It's a violation of privacy. She did not think he would be, you know, listening in on that conversation. I mean, essentially, it's snooping, right? But here's the thing I want to make a big point about. Not only is this savage for his significant other, this is savage for him and this their relationship in general. First off,
what?
Why would you want to hear that? Again, I could not get away from that as fast as I possibly can. No, thank you. And it's not just, bury your head in the sand, you don't like confrontation. Like, yeah, I mean a little bit of that, but still, I don't care how loving and perfect your relationship is. There's going to be tough times at points. Sometimes you're going to get annoyed. Sometimes you're going to get frustrated. And you're going to need to vent. If it's, you know, some reoccurring underlying issue that's really damaging to your relationship, certainly that should be something that you should address with your partner. But it's let's be honest, that's not always the case. Sometimes you're just mad at them for no reason and you just need to vent a little bit, right? By violating that privacy, by listening in, and now she knows this, by the way, so she never knows when he's going to be popping on in. She never knows when, oh, is he checking my phone now, looking to see what I'm venting about now?
Okay.
If you make it uncomfortable for your significant other to vent, you are seriously damaging your relationship. Because that's needed. Because you know what the alternative is? If you don't vent about those things, as stupid as sometimes they may be, it sits and it builds and you repress and you repress and you repress. And then you know what happens eventually? The explosion. And it comes out. People need to vent and people need to feel comfortable to be able to vent. And what he did is violating that. So that is why I say it is savage.
Okay, Corey.
What?
Okay, King Corey.
What? I'm just using logic.
It was accidental eavesdrop, first of all.
Get out.
He was looking after the animals.
Get out. Turn off the sound. You don't need the sound. You can use your eyes.
No, you do need the sound because the dogs were barking.
What are you
going to... He needed to know what was going on.
Or announce yourself. Hey,
No. Show yourself.
No. You can. Well, you said with this Furbo thingamabob, you can like talk to it, right?
I think so.
So he should have been able to be like.
That's so. Why would he do that? Why would he be like, hey, babe, I'm actually right here.
Even if he just talked to the animals and try to calm them down, she would hear that he was there and then she would stop having her conversation. Right? There's so many other ways to handle this. And look, I guess, like, I would never do this, but I guess I understand why you would maybe want to listen in. But no, you never, like, there might be that urge to do that, but you never like what you hear. Why would you do that to yourself?
He said that she said everything about him to his face already. So it's not like it's
thankfully,
new.
You're really,
it's not like it's new information.
You're really rolling the dice there, aren't you? By the way, I'm putting two and two together here, Breeze. The fact that you're defending this as hard as you are, it now explains why there's so many cameras in your apartment.
Oh. Only one of them has audio, so it's fine.
Which one is it? So Rachel knows, your girlfriend.
Okay, no, I'm not going to reveal that.
Oh, interesting. Why?
But okay, first of all the cameras are like linked together. They're so close that I think that, whatever. Yeah. Just cool the Jets, buddy boy. Honestly, the whole situation actually, truly, to me, shows that they have a very healthy relationship.
That he spies on her?
Because, listen.
Yeah, okay.
He's saying, listen. She didn't say anything about me that she didn't already say to my face.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't blindsided with anything that she was like, just out of left field.
Luckily.
Oh, I hate him.
This time.
And his face is weird. And, you know, his big toes is awful. Like, it's not like she was being malicious. She already said all this stuff. And I think it shows the transparency between their relationship. She's not going to go off and say things about him that would completely shock him and be like, oh, I can't believe she would say that. If anything, it's showing how stable they really truly are.
Oh, yeah, because that's what he was doing. He was testing how stable their relationship is.
They're so rock solid. Not even funny.
He's lucky it went the way it did because it could have been worse. Because let's, again, be honest, when you're frustrated, with you're annoyed, you're venting to your best friend about your significant other, maybe you say some things that you not even wouldn't say to their face, but you say it in a way that you wouldn't say it to their face, right?
How so, Corey?
I mean,
sounds like you're speaking off experience, Corey.
I don't have any examples, obviously. I am married to an actual saint, so...
Okay. All right, Corey.
No, I mean, you want to say things to your significant other... you want to handle it in a delicate way, right? You don't want to hurt their feelings. But sometimes when you're venting with your friends, you're not going to position it in that exact way. Or maybe, just maybe, you want to talk to your friend about how to talk to your significant other about it, right? It would be like, here's an analogy for you, Breeze. A Broadway show. Think of the most amazing Broadway show ever, and you're so excited to see it. But you get to go into the rehearsal when things are still a little bumpy. It's not going to be as good. It's not going to come off the same. People are screwing up. They're saying things they're not supposed to say. This is the exact same thing. Let's grab this. 222-9800. Julie's on with us this morning. Julie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. You want to jump in for Savage or Sensible using your home camera to eavesdrop in on your significant other's
conversation? Accidentally eavesdrop.
No, it's not an accident when you keep listening. That's not an accident.
All right, well, I'm going to give you some background. Breezy, I've been messaging you all morning. I'm Chase's sister.
Twist! All right, there we go. Okay.
So I was talking to Chase earlier, but he actually called me right after this happened, because this happened like six weeks ago.
Okay.
And I was like, announce yourself. Like, make
yes!
it a joke.
That's what I said, too. Exactly.
But I totally am voting sensible, because I feel like I get, like, he explained the situation to me better, like, 6 weeks ago. But I was like, make it a joke. Be like, hello. Like, let him know you're there.
Right.
Like, how funny would that be? Like, one, it'd be like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
like,
oh, really? Go on. Tell me more.
Yes.
What do you really
think? And I was
think?
Like, and then he was pulling into the driveway when this happened, right, when we were on the phone. So I was like, when you get inside, just continue the conversation you were just listening to.
So I heard you were
like,
saying.
Okay, like, yeah.
It's, oh, so, God, it's so, that makes it worse. This is so awkward.
No, it's
I think their relationship is like, I don't know, they're on this like a cool different level. So like for them, it's not awkward. But for other people, for sure, that may be awkward. But knowing them personally, I'm like, it's not awkward. Just, that's why I'm voting sensible.
Okay,
but,
all right, well, yeah, a little more insight, I suppose.
See, I'm telling you, their relationship is rock solid, Corey.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
Sure, that's why he needs to snoop to know what she's thinking and saying. Absolutely, so rock solid.
I mean, he doesn't need to, because everything that she said, is just second nature. Already knew it. So that's perfect. I think that specific part of this is why I'm going so sensible on this, because there's no surprises. There's no jiggas up here. Everything is totally transparent.
Julie, I'd like you to respond to something that I brought up before.
Because
in this instance, in their relationship, maybe this isn't the case. Mm-hmm. But this would make some people, if they were in her position, a little less comfortable with venting to someone about something. Don't you think?
Right.
Don't you think? I think that could, and again, maybe not for them, but for some people, not all couples are the same, that could be a big problem.
Right. Like being like, oh God, like where's Big Brother? Like
exactly. Yes. Seriously.
Yes, I can see what you're saying for sure. In their situation, I know it's just like this one little Furbo stand in their living room and like the house. There's so many more places you could like hide to vent.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I guess.
But yeah, for sure, I totally get what you're saying on that. And if that were like, I guess if I didn't know the bigger picture and didn't know them individually and as a couple, I would for sure be like, oh my God, savage.
Right,
like, savage,
okay.
Savage all the way.
That's fair.
But I think it's because I have like the inside scoop that I know like it's sensible.
Hey, look,
and
I'm,
I think Freezy's the number one fan.
I'm happy it worked out and they're okay, obviously.
Right.
It's just, I always tread on the side of caution with most things. Breezy would do this just because of the risk factor. Because it would
I love self-sabotage, so yes, I would do this on a daily basis, for sure. but Chase did let me in on a little secret that the Furbo has been off a lot more now than it has been in the past.
Well, there we go.
It was on during Thanksgiving. Like, we were sitting there, and they were, like, throwing treats. But, I mean, we were right there. But he was like, oh, man, look. I'm like, why the hell is that on? We're all right here.
That is like when I was in college, and I would AIM my roommate who was sitting next to me. It's like, this is unnecessary. Julie, thank you for the phone call this morning and the added insight. I'm glad they're okay.
Yeah, they're doing great. They're fine. They're
that's
thriving.
Good. That makes
they're thriving.
To feel a little
truly.
Bit better. All right, Julie, have a great day, okay?
Have a great day, guys.
Bye, Jules.
Right, bye-bye. Bye.
See, I'm telling you, it all worked out for the best. It all works out the way it's supposed to.
This time?
Yeah, this time. And then the time after that. I think the key to this is being transparent and making sure you are going to lay it all out on the table. Cards out on the table. No surprises. No shocking, like, reveal. Everyone knows. Everyone's transparent. It's all good.
If you want to jump in on this one, 585-222-9800. You can call or text into the show. Let's grab this one really quick. Might as well. Jerry is on with us this morning. Jerry, how are you? You want to jump
hey,
in
Jer-Bear.
For Savage or Sensible?
Hey. It's funny. That's what all my friends call me, by the way.
Classic.
There we go.
I'm going to tell you, I personally think he was in the right, because I'm going to tell you,
really?
This happened with me and my ex. He was talking about me behind my back with his sister and his ex, and we actually broke up because of it. And it was like in my family, I would tell, you know what, guess what, I love them, I don't care. And I wouldn't even listen to anyone, but he would like talk to everyone else about and complain about and it actually led to us broken up, so I personally don't think he did anything wrong. I mean,
interesting.
I would have confronted her.
Yeah.
I mean,
again, as I said, if there's some sort of underlying issue that's reoccurring in the relationship and it's causing damage, you should absolutely talk to each other. But it goes back to what I was saying before, where, you know, maybe you want to workshop how you want to talk about it with a friend, and you don't necessarily want them listening in when you're trying to figure out the way they want to talk to you about it.
Jerbear, obviously you broke up. So, like, how did that play out?
Well, see, this is the thing. It's like, we had our issues, but the thing is, like, I kept them to myself. I mean, even my mom would say, okay, come on, just talk to me about it. And I'm like, no, it's between us. Where mm-hmm. he would just, like, I would go to people, and, like, I mean, as soon as I talk to people, they would say, well, so you guys are having this happen. And I'm like, okay,
how do you know that?
And I'd, like, look at him, and I'm like, okay, why are you telling everyone our business?
Yeah,
you know?
There's that. That's something...
I'm that old-fashioned. I think it should be kept between the two people in the relationship.
Sure.
I don't think I don't want to broadcast it for the whole city to hear, you know?
Sure.
I totally get where you're coming from with that, Jer, but venting is healthy as long as you're not being, like, malicious. But also, I see where you're coming from in the sense of, like, okay, we're airing our dirty laundry to everyone, and now we look super unstable, and now everyone's going to be like, are they good today, or are they, like, at each other's throats today? Like, you guys are so off and on. And they almost become judgy, and that's why you have to keep your circle so small of the people that you're going to vent to. You can't just be all free-willy singing like a bird to anyone that'll listen about your relationship problems, because it's not going to end well for you.
Obviously, that's usually a sign if, like, all you want to talk about to anyone is that. Like, oh, that's probably not a good sign, but
I completely agree. But like I said, I was brought up in that old traditional family.
Sure.
You keep it to yourself. I mean, you work it out between. I mean, this is why my grandparents, like I said, I'm very proud of them. Both of them were together 63 and 53 years. My parents were together 45 years. I mean, my generation. It's like the slightest little thing. We vent to someone
we're
and
out.
Then we're breaking
out.
It's going up on Instagram for everyone to see. Yeah, for sure. All right, Jerbear, I appreciate you checking in this morning. Have a great weekend.
See ya.
Yep, you guys have a wonderful day. Love you, Rochester.
All right. Wait a minute. Take it easy. All right. You want to jump in? 585-222-9800.
This is a spicy one.
It is. Savage or sensible, using your home camera to eavesdrop in on your significant other's conversations. What do you think? Poll is up, 98pxy.com. Let me go through a couple of savage votes first. There's a couple sensible ones there, too. 585-222-9800, by the way, if you want to jump in late on this one, if you have thoughts. This one. Savage all the way. My fiance sometimes does the same thing when I'm talking to the mother of my kids. Listening in on that conversation.
Really?
What are you guys talking about? Like, that screams trust issues to me.
That
right?
does scream trust issues.
So maybe in Chase and his wife's example, not as bad. But in that one, like, could you see how this seems a little untrusting?
Yeah, very much so.
Another savage vote. Absolutely savage. This is the virtual version of putting a glass to a door or wall to listen in on someone's conversation. A little throwback there.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that would be a savage move, Breeze?
I think it's very different. I think that is a savage move, but
how
I think it's
different?
Very different.
How?
Because Chase didn't sought out to do this.
Uh-huh, okay.
He didn't.
Mm-hmm. So
he accidentally stumbled across a little, you know.
Accidentally kept listening.
Smackety. All right, let's go to the sensible, shall we? This person, I say sensible, you should be able to hear anything your significant other has to say about you. This next one, which... okay. All right. Totally sensible. Snooping through my boyfriend's text, which I do not condone.
Interesting. I'm sure it was an accident. I mean, the phone obviously was accidentally just in her hand, and she
let me finish. Snooping through my boyfriend's text messages actually saved our relationship, because I uncovered some issues in our relationship that he had never brought up to me before. We were able to talk about it, and now things are great.
Okay. Yeah. I think the
sitch with Chase is a little different than, like, sorting out to go through your significant other's personal text message. That's like reading someone's diary. Like, I don't
that's not great.
This was just like a oopsie, you know.
Sure. This just I was here, I might as well keep listening.
Oopsie.
Yeah, it worked out well for Chase, and it worked out well for that texter who was snooping. I don't know if that's how it would work out the majority of the time, though. I think you're really walking that tightrope with no net underneath you when you do this. Sure. Let's go to the poll. 98pxy.com. Wow. Using your home camera to eavesdrop in on your significant other's conversations. 83% of the people voting say it is sensible.
I didn't even vote. Not once.
That's crazy. All right. Well, I guess I'm glad I don't have cameras in my house right now.
Yet.
Or do I?
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.